is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Yahweh Adonai Elohim have set the rules. He, Adonai Elohim, have given us the commandments. He is in control. The problem we're facing today is that we don't want to obey the rules and the laws and the commandments. Can I take you to church? Even the church. That's why we have a first, a second, and a third Baptist church. It's because we don't want to follow the rules. We sometimes try to overrule what God has mandated. Did not God give the pastor, and I have called pastors, but we overrule because we have board and directors and pastor, if the board does not approve it, then we will decide. I don't ever remember God going to but one man, and that was Moses. He didn't go to nobody else. He didn't go to Aaron. He said, I'm going to you. I'm reminded that God went to Adam, and he didn't go to Eve. He said, I went to Adam. And even when they messed up, he came to Adam first because he says, I'm going to the one who I put in charge. As a nation, we have turned our back on life. That's why we fight. You may not like this, for abortion. Children are being killed. But I can't afford it. You don't know what God has for that child. It may look bad how he or she got here, but you don't know what's in store for that child. Homosexuality, whoops. And the marriages. And transgender. I'm going to talk about everybody because I'm cleaning house. We have lowered God's standard of how we live because we no longer want to obey and live by God's standard. And when we don't want to live by God's standard, we lower his standard to please ourselves. We lower the standards, and when we lower the standard, we're lowering it because this is what I want to do and not what God has said. Our Bibles are put on a shelf and filled with dust because we no longer open it up and read it. Antioch. Isaiah said, God is highly exalted. Sister Mathis, I'm going way over. Look at verse 6 and 7. It states, then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away from your sins, for your sins atoned for. Look at what God has done for Isaiah. God didn't argue with Isaiah. Because Isaiah was right. He didn't argue with him because he was right. He was messed up, just like us. All have sinned and come. We've all messed up, so we might as well tell him what we've done because we know he is right. He knows what we've done. Isaiah was telling him what he was undone. He was unclean. And God said, you're absolutely right. He said, I'm actually ruined. I'm actually bankrupt. I'm actually unclean. I, there's nothing I've done that can compare. Am I in your neighborhood? I've been in my neighborhood throughout this message because God says, I want to talk to you before I talk to my people. Isaiah needs help. And there's only one remedy for sin, and that's forgiveness and atonement. Forgiveness is free, but it's not cheap. It's free, but it's not cheap. Someone had to atone. Someone had to pay a price. Someone had to compensate for what we have done. So we are told that the seraphim flew to me with a live coal, not a dead one, a live one. He flew with a live coal. Where in the world did the coal come from? The coal came from the altar. You missed it. The coal came from the altar. An altar. That's where the blood of the sacrifice was shed for the people. You should be shocked. The blood is where they were sacrificed, was shed for the people. Let's teach. Let's go back in time. On the annual day of atonement, we are told how the Jewish high priest would take hot coal and incense and go to the most holy place. And coals represent pain's ability to purify and cleanse. And by this, the high priest would fill the temple with smoke. And then he would sprinkle the blood of the sacrificial bull onto the mercy seat. And as the atonement for our sin, for the people, then God, somebody need to help me here. He would look at the mercy seat. And God would smell the incense and the smoke. And then God would say, your sins have been paid for an atonement. And I will forgive you of your sin. Antioch, you should have been shouting a long time ago. Does this picture I just painted for you remind you of anybody? For it should remind us of what Jesus did for you and I. God said somebody had to pay a price for our sin, and you and I could not, because we were born with a sin nature. There had to be someone who had not sinned, an innocent lamb without a spot or wrinkle. So God sent Jesus, his only begotten son. But God sent Jesus, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. But God sent his only begotten son and spread the blood on the mercy seat. And God said, I will forgive you, Antioch. When you look at the cross of Jesus, you see the cross. You see the cross of God. When you look at the tears of Jesus, you see the heart of God.
When you look at the suffering of Jesus, you see the heart of God. When you look at Antioch, when you look at all of it, you see God's heart, and God's heart is love, for God has an unconditional love. When we sin, we have failed, or we have messed up. Antioch, when we break God's law, we break God's heart. God's first instinct is not to judge us, but to atone for us. When we break God's law, we break God's heart. God's first instinct is not to judge us, but to atone for us. Let me put it this way. God's first instinct is, let me put you in place where I can forgive you. Is there anybody here who's ever been put in a place where God says, can I forgive you? It is because of the heart of God that we are sent. It is because of the heart of God that we are sent. Then Isaiah said one last thing. We are sent because of the hope of God. Here's the good news. In Isaiah's vision, Isaiah saw that he was ruined, undone, and bankrupt. But God saw hope. Isaiah, here is a coal from the altar. Your sins have been washed clean. Antioch, I need you to now place your name in the place of Isaiah. Here is the coal from the altar. Your sins have been washed clean. But Pastor, you don't know my story, but he has already made preparations and provision for it. Now that was what Isaiah had experienced, he could see God. But when we think about Isaiah was now in harmony with God because his sins have been forgiven. Your sins have been forgiven. You're now on your way to heaven. But what about the rest of the world? What about your neighbor? The person you work with? My brothers and sisters, we need to go and tell somebody about this man called Jesus. Because in Isaiah 6 and 8, he said, then I heard a voice of the Lord saying, is there anybody hearing me? God says, who shall I send? Antioch, that's singular. Who shall I send? And who will go for us? You're missing it. God didn't say, who will go for me? God said, who will go for us in plural? And that's the Trinity. He's the Father, the Son,